All right. Okay. Today, I want to talk about a subject that's very important to us as Christians.
今天我想谈一个主题，对我们作为基督徒很重要。
I know it's been a long time since we've seen each other face to face, and I look forward to the time that, in God's will, that we're able to gather together again in person.
就是我们上次面对面已经过去很久了，如果神的愿意，愿神的旨意成就，我们不久的将来，我们可以大家再聚集在一起。
However, until that time, we are thankful God that we have this electronic, cloud worship that we can use to still worship our God.
直到那个时候呢，我们还是很感谢神有这种技术，我们可以在云端上就是相聚，可以一起来敬拜神。
So regardless of whatever comes our way, God is still in control and God is still answering prayers. God is still answering big prayers and we get big answers.
所以不管说发生什么情况，神仍然在掌管，神仍然回应我们的祷告。神就是当我们祷告大事的时候，神也会成就大事。
I have this confidence this morning that we serve a big God and he's bigger than any problem that we might face.
我很确信我们的神是伟大的神，他比我们所碰到的任何难处问题都大。
So I wanted to, tie with that big prayers and because we serve a big God, but also the prayer, of the Lord's Prayer where Jesus said to pray that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我想要强调的是，因为我们服侍的是一位伟大的神，所以我们可以向神求大事，然后主导们也教导我们说，主耶稣说，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
I've been in the ministry now more than 50 years, and I've seen a lot of people pray big prayers, but they've somehow become disappointed.
我就是已经服侍神有50多年了，那我也看到有些人他们就是真的是祷告大事，但是后来就有些灰心失望。
I feel certain that the, part of the answer, at least, is that they are not praying in God's will, but they're praying according to their own will.
我觉得其中的有一些部分原因是因为他们不是按照主的心意和旨意来祷告，而是按照自己的心意来祷告。
But when we pray, most of all, we want to pray in the will of God. We want His will to be done on earth as it is in heaven.
当我们祷告的时候，我们是希望我们按照神的心意来祷告，就是我们是按照愿主的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上这样的一个模式来祷告。
Okay, I believe we could take that slide off the screen now. But, yeah. So I wanted to, yeah. So I'm still not showing up on the screen. I don't know. There we go. There I am. All right. Yeah, so what is God's will in heaven? Is a fair question to ask. If we're going to pray that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven, what is God's will?
如果我们要祷告说愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上，那神在天上的旨意是什么呢？
Well, first of all, in heaven, Jesus is the center of heaven. They need no S-U-N in heaven because Jesus, the S-O-N, it lights all of heaven. He is the central part of heaven.
就是第一个要是在天上，耶稣是这个天上的这个中心。就像我们进到天上，我们要知道主耶稣在天上占领了这个中心的位置。
And one of the things that we're going to do as Christians when we get to heaven, we're going to cast our crowns at the feet of Jesus.
我们作为耶稣基督徒，当我们进到天堂，天上跟耶稣同在的时候，我们要做的一件事就是把我们头上的冠冕放在耶稣的脚前。
What that simply means is that, whatever we've been able to accomplish here on earth for God and for eternity, we will cast all of that at Jesus' feet and say, Jesus, you've enabled us to do everything that we've accomplished.
就是说我们在地上不管成就了什么事，为神为永恒成就了什么事情，我们到了天上，我们会把这些呈现在耶稣面前， 说这是你让我能够所成就的。
So if it's God's will that Jesus is a central part of heaven, then it would be God's will on earth that Jesus would be the central part of our lives and our walk with Him.
如果在天上神的旨意就是耶稣成为天上的中心，那么在地上我们也就意味着我们的生活的中心就是耶稣，我们要和他同行。
In heaven, love will abound. There will be no jealousy in heaven.
在天上就是充满了，是一个充满了爱的地方，没有嫉妒。
Won't it be wonderful when we get to heaven and we don't have to worry about jealousy at all?
当我们到天上了以后，我们就从来不会再想说会有那种嫉妒的感觉，会嫉妒，那是不是很棒呢？
And how wonderful it'll be in heaven that praise will ring continuously throughout heaven. There will be no discord or negative thoughts.
那样的就是在天上的赞美声会一直响起，不再有纷争，也没有任何负面的想法，那样是不是很奇妙？
So God's will on earth, if it's His will in heaven, that love will abound and praise will go on continuously. So it should be with us as Christians here on the earth.
就是如果在天上是一个神的旨意是让那个地方充满爱，是赞美声一直响起，那我们在地上是不是也应该这样做呢？
God cared enough about us and He loved us enough that He would send His Son to the earth to save us. And so we know that it's God's will that souls be saved. And so that should be our focus here on earth, is to help others get to know Jesus, believe in Jesus.
神就是在意我们，神如此的爱我们，甚至把他的独生子赐给我们，所以呢，我们也要在地上尽力的抢救灵魂，使更多的人认识耶稣。
So in heaven there will be no clocks on the wall and no calendars to go by, so time will stand still. There will be no ending of time, ending of eternity. It will go on foreverAnd so, what are we going to do with all of that, time, for lack of a better word, in heaven?
就是在天上没有钟表，也没有日历，好像时间都静止了，那就是好，就进入永恒里边。那我们在那里会做什么呢？就是好像没有时间了，时间。
I believe that in heaven, it's going to be God's will for us to continue to learn about Him and all of that He has and all of His knowledge He's going to share with us, but we're going to use eternity to learn more about God and Jesus.
我相信在天上的时候呢，就是说我们会更加就是在永恒里我会更认识神，更了解神，我们有永恒的时间来更认识神的属性。
So when we pray, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven,Would it not be logical to conclude that we should be spending every day learning more about Jesus and more about the love of God?
所以当我们祷告说愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上，是不是很自然的我们就应该现在在地上就开始花更多的时间去更认识神？
If we're going to be able to live without jealousy, we're going to be able to let love abound, we're going to be able to accomplish God's will on earth, we're going to need a very strong faith and it begins with this phrase, Thy will be done.
如果我们要在天上是没有过在没有过一个没有嫉妒充满爱的生活，那我们在这边要成就神的旨意，那我们是不是应该有一个很坚固牢固的信心呢？因为这一切都死于说愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。
So included in God's will be done on earth is sometimes it's going to conflict with what we thinkIt should be how we think it should be done, but yet we're going to have to learn to accept God's will and not insist on our own will.
所以我们要学习就是有这种愿神的旨意成就，那有时候会跟我们自己的旨意想法会有一个冲突，我们就是要学习说真的是不是坚持自己的意思，而是说让神的旨意成就。
One of my favorite passages in the scripture is when the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, were out in the desert and the king was playing all of his music and everybody was to bow down these three young men refused to bow.
就是我最喜欢的一个故事，就是在但以理书里面，那希伯来的三个年轻人，他们在这个平原，这个平原，然后他们的那个王尼布甲尼撒，然后就往所有的人都要跪拜那个他所立的这个一个像，但是这三位年轻人拒绝向这个他的这个塑像跪拜。
So evidently somebody in the midst of their bowing down before the king kept their eyes open and they saw these three young men and reported them to the king.
所以就有人就向那个就报告给王说这三个年轻人不向这个尼布甲尼撒所立的像跪拜。
And so consequently they stood before the king and the king gave them another chance. We're going to play the music again and if you don't bow, we're going to heat the furnaces hotter than they've ever been heated and we're going to cast you into the fiery furnaces.
然后这个王听到了这个消息之后呢就又给了他们一次机会就说我再给你一次机会这个乐声响起的时候你要是如果不跪拜你就会把那个烈火的窑呢烧得更热然后把你们扔在火中。
And, but yet these three young men, here's what I like about their answer. They said, O king, our God is able to deliver us, but if he does not deliver us, we're going to serve him anyway. We're not going to bow.
就我这里很喜欢这三位年轻人的回应。他说王啊他说我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来。即或不然王啊你当知道我们绝不侍奉你的神。也不敬拜你所立的金像。
It says to me this morning that if we pray that God's will be done on earth, there's going to be times that we face the fiery furnace as God's will, but God, that's not the end of the story.
但是我们如果说要愿神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上，有的时候我们要面对这个烈火的要火窑，就是很热的火窑。但是神的旨意就是没有停在这里这个故事没有停在这个地方。
When we are praying for healing of a physical need, it's not always God's will for us to be healed, and we have to be willing to accept that we want God's will more than we want anything else.
就是当我们为身体得医治向神祷告的时候有的时候我们得医治并不是神的旨意所以我们要学会接受就是神的旨意有时候并不是说我们病得医治
I would like to invite you to join me this morning as I pray Lord most of all I want your will to be done
我想大家今天早上跟我一同祷告就是可以向神说神啊最重要的就是我要你的旨意成就
If there's something within me that is unwilling to accept that, I pray that God will help me to change and to become willing to accept God's will, whatever that will is.
所以如果我们里边有一些就是其实并不想接受说神的旨意，那我就祷告说求神帮助我，让我能够心甘情愿地接受神的旨意，不管这样的旨意是什么。
Developing strong faith or mature faith is a slow process. It's not something that happens in one or two days.
就是要有一个坚定成熟的信心，是一个缓慢的过程，不会说在一两天之内就发生。
We become impatient because we feel that our faith is growing so slowly.
有的时候我们会觉得很，就变得不耐烦，觉得我们的信心成长得太慢了。
And I believe there's a Chinese proverb that says, never fear going slowly, only fear stopping.
就是有一句中文谚语大概是这么说，就是永远不要担心你走得太慢或者成长得太慢，只是要害怕你会停止。
If you take a look at the big, huge trees in some parts of our country, you realize that those huge trees didn't grow in even in one year, that took many, many years for them to grow to the size they are now.
如果你去看就是美国这些很巨大很高大的这种树木他们通常不是说一年就长得那么高他们要长好多好多年才能长得那么高大。
There are some trees that they've developed in these days that grow very quickly and very fast and very beautiful, But when the storm comes, they blow over or they're destroyed so easily.
所以有些树呢长得很漂亮，长得也很快，也长得很高，但是暴风雨一旦来的时候呢，它们就被吹倒了。
I think about the giant redwood trees out in California that are so huge that even one tree would supply enough lumber to build a town or a village, but they didn't grow that way in a short time, but they say that they were there before the time of Christ.
然后你知道在加州有一种很巨大的叫红杉树，它那个树特别大，它的树木呢，它的那些木材可以，有时候可以建整个一个城镇。他们不是一年长成的，有些人说量他们的时间，说有些树他们是在耶稣降生之前就已经开始长了，就已经在那儿了。
So when we believe in Christ and our faith begins to grow and develop, but whatever years we have left when we come to Christ, if we're 20 years old or if we're 70 years old, whatever time we have left is time to grow in faith, to believe more strongly in Christ.
所以不管我们信主的时候我们是多大年纪，不管你是二十岁还是七十岁，那我们所留下来的这个岁月呢，就是让我们的信心能够在主里成长的一个时间。
So, like the disciples, I want to join the disciples in that question or that request from Jesus, Lord, teach us to pray.
那我现在就想来看这些耶稣的门徒，他们对主耶稣有个请求，就是说是主啊，求你教我们祷告。
Even after all of these years in walking with the Lord, I still feel that I know so little about how to pray.
就算跟主认识主信主这么多年，那有时候我也常常觉得我对祷告认识的是如此之浅。
Somebody has likened strong faith to those people that marched around the wall in Jericho in the book of Joshua.
有些人有这种强壮的信心，就像在这个约书亚书里边，这些以色列人，他们有这个信心，围绕着耶利哥城绕圈。
Marching around the walls with, not with machine guns, but with trumpets, playing their trumpets because that's what God said to do.
他们绕城不是说拿着他们的枪，拿着他们的武器绕城，而是拿着那个号，在吹号绕城，因为这是神告诉他们要这样行。
That marching around the walls of Jericho, just making a circle around the city, that seems like what I'm doing sometimes. I'm just going in circles.
我再挂一下我手机。
然后
这个怎么夹？
有的时候这个绕城好像就是吹着号，然后绕着城这样走，就有时候好像什么也没做，但有时候就是我的感受。
But God wants us to be circle makers, just like those people he commanded to march around the city of Jericho.
神有时候好像要让我们成为，就像那个绕城的以色列人那样，成为一个绕圈者。
So I say, Lord, this morning I'm praying also that you'd help me to become a circle maker and help me to be satisfied with your will and walking around the city.
所以我今天早晨的一个祷告也是神啊，你就帮助我成为一个绕圈者，就是说去成就你的旨意，不管你对我的旨意是什么。
And we need to learn to trust God's promises as we spend time in God's word, knowing that his word is true, that we can trust his promises that he's made to us.
就是当我们学习神的话语去研读神的话语的时候，我们要求神帮助我们能够真的去信靠神的应许。
Those promises, from time to time, Christians praying big prayers, they open their Bible and they read and God gives them a scripture and they hang on to that, they claim that as God's promise that he's going to answer their prayers.
然后有的时候基督徒他们在学习神的话语，他们打开圣经，他们就紧紧抓住其中的一句应许，说那个是神的应许。
During this time of pandemic and we're supposed to shelter in place, it seems like that sometimes we have more time on our hands than what we've had before. And some of that time I've spent watching YouTube.
然后现在呢，这个是个大流行病，我们都有这个居家令，所以多数时间待在家里，好像我们手头有更多的时间。但是呢，有的时候我就发现我们是在上那个油管看路。
On that there was a British man that was doing a documentary on the warplanes that flew over Germany in World War II, and he was one of the pilots of one of those warplanes.
然后呢, 我就看到有一个, 就是一个 资料片就讲到说是一个英国的军官, 那当时他是开这个飞机, 就是飞去轰炸德国的。
Described how dangerous it was and how surprised that he was that he came back alive after most of his friends and his fellow pilots were destroyed by the enemy. Still, for some reason, God protected him.
然后他就讲到说他真的是很觉得自己很惊奇, 他竟然 就是活着回来了,因为他的很多朋友,还有他的,就是同,就是战友,都是被这个德军给,就是在轰炸中死了,就是他们去攻击德军的时候,但是他却活着,神对他。
And this is what he said the reason was. He said, I know the reason that God protected me was because every day, three times a day while I was in the war, my mother and father opened her Bible and claimed Psalm 91 for my protection.
他说我之所以我还活着，是因为我知道说每一天一天三次，我的爸爸妈妈会打开他们的圣经，然后就为我来宣告这个诗篇91篇，为我祷告。
I thought that was a powerful testimony of trusting in God and claiming His promises.
然后我觉得这个是一个强有力、一个很有力的一个见证， 就是说他们信靠神的应许，也宣告神的应许。
So when we pray, we need to pray specific prayers. One man has said that generic prayers produce generic answers, but we want specific answers, so let us pray specifically.
我们祷告的时候要具体，有一个人就说，你一般普通的祷告 就产生一个一般普通的效果，所以请让我们记住我们的祷告要具体。
And so I'd ask you this morning to think about the biggest prayer you've ever prayed. What is the biggest prayer that you've ever prayed?
所以我今天早晨想要让大家回想一下，就是说你祷告的最大的祷告是什么呢？
But as we pray those big prayers, it's very important that we keep a right perspective of God.
所以当我们祷告这些大事，就是祷告这个求大事的时候，很重要的一项就是我们要对神有一个正确的认识。
What is our view of God? You know, sometimes it's very easy to develop a wrong view of God our Father.
有的时候到底我们对神的认识是怎么样的？有的时候很容易就会对神有一个错误的认识。
Some people think he's like an old grandfather sitting on the throne and bouncing his children, grandchildren on his knee and fulfilling every request that they want, whether it's good for them or not.
所以有的时候有些人觉得神就像一个爷爷一样，就把他的这些孙子就放在这个膝头上，就摇着他们。所以这些孙子呢，要什么，不管是好坏，不管对他们是不是有益处，这个爷爷都会答应。有人觉得神就是那样的。
I don't believe that's a correct concept of God.
你要相信那个绝对不是对神的一个正确的认识。
Then there are those who feel like maybe God is like an old Santa Claus with a long white beard, and if you're good all through the year, that God will reward you with wonderful gifts at Christmas time.
有的人觉得神就像圣诞老公公，有一个长长的胡子。 白胡子，如果很好，到圣诞节的时候，你就会收到一个很好的礼物，觉得。
Then on the other hand, there are those that feel like maybe God is sitting on the throne with a big stick, and if you move out of line a little bit, he's gonna whack you with that big stick.
有的人觉得神就好像在天上坐在宝座上拿了一个棍子，如果你不小心就是出界了，他就会拿这个棍子打你，然后让你回到原来的位置。
But a correct concept of God is a loving Heavenly Father. Yes, He's all-powerful. Yes, He's almighty. But He loves us. He loved us enough to send His Son to die for us.
但是实际上呢，正确的对神的认识就是说，神是一个慈爱的天父，他是全能的，他是全知的，但是他却 如此的爱我们，以至于送他的儿子为我们死在十字架上。
Yes, he's a God of justice, but he's also a God of grace.
他虽然是公行公义、行审判的神，但是他同时也是一位慈爱的神。
Yes, he's a God of judgment, but he's also a God of mercy.
他是审判的神，但是他也是施怜悯的神。
Yes, and sometimes in our prayers and in our walk with Jesus, we sometimes get the impression that we are bigger than God, but that is just not so.
让我们有时候祷告和与神同行的时候，我们有时候会觉得自己比神还大，但是不是那样的。
We think that we're bigger than God, so Lord, I can handle this. I got this. You don't need to worry about this. I don't need to pray about this.
我们又觉得说我们神还大，所以你会对神说，神啊，我自己可以处理这个问题，我自己可以面对这个问题。
When my son was just a very small boy, he was trying to figure out how big God was.
当我的儿子还是一个小男孩的时候，他有一天就想要想象，就是要明白说神有多大。
So, Dad, how big is God? I said, God is all powerful. I tried to find words to explain how big God is.
他就说神爸爸，他说神有多大呢？我就说神是全能的，然后我就想找一些词来向他描述说神有多伟大，神有多大。
We have a friend that's six foot six inches tall, and he asked us, he said, is God bigger than John?
然后我有一个朋友叫约翰，他非常的高，大概应该有两米吧，或者更高。然后我儿子就说，神比他那个约翰叔叔还大吗？
Yes, he's bigger than I am. He's bigger than John. Well, then the next question was, is he bigger than this house?
然后我就告诉他说，他比我大，也比这个约翰大。然后儿子就说，那他比这个房子还大吗？
He was struggling with his concept of God, but I don't think it's only little boys that struggle with the concept of God.
他就是在对神的认识上，他很挣扎，他搞不明白。但是我觉得不光是小孩，他对神有多伟大有挣扎，我们也一样。
On the other hand, sometimes we think of our problems that we're facing that, and our difficulties that they seem larger than God, but that's not true.
但是有的时候呢，我们就是放大我们的问题和难处，感觉这个我们的难处跟问题比神还大。
I don't say this lightly, and I say it cautiously, but God is bigger than any problem that we face.
我不是说就是这样很轻易的说，我是带很小心的，就是去说，神比我们所面对的任何问题都大。
It just, as we walk with God, we just cannot forget how big God is. We need to remind ourselves that God is in Washington, he's bigger than problems all around the world. God is big enough to take care of the problems.
神，我是就是说要再次强调说，神比一切都大，神比这个大流行病，神比这个华盛顿的问题，神比我们生活中所能看到周围的一切问题都大。神在掌控。
Even though we're so small in the sight of God, nevertheless, God is still big, and God is so big that he can take care of us.
所以在神的眼里，我们是很渺小的，但是神是如神还是很在意我们，神也很巨大，神会照顾我们。
Teddy Roosevelt was the 25th president of the United States.
老罗斯福总统是美国的第25任总统。
He's not to be confused with the 31st president of Franklin D. Roosevelt that was president of World War II. These two different presidents.
不要跟那个二战时期的那个富兰克林罗斯福总统，他是第31任总统混淆。
Franklin D. Roosevelt was in a wheelchair. He was handicapped because of congenital disease, but Teddy Roosevelt was quite an ambitious fellow, an overconfident sort of person that was very intelligent and had a lot of ability.
就是弗兰克林·罗斯福总统是因为小时候有小儿麻痹症，所以他坐在轮椅上，但是这个老罗斯福总统呢是很有能力，很聪明，然后也是体力上很好的一个人。
It was said that Teddy Roosevelt sometimes would go outside at night and with a friend and look up into the sky. After a period of silence and reflection, he would say, I think we feel small enough now, let's go to bed.
据说呢，老罗斯福总统经常晚上和朋友去外边，晚上夜间去看星空。在一段静默沉思后，老罗斯福总统会说，现在我们觉得自己足够渺小了，我们可以去休息了。
Surely, we know that we are very small compared to the world and the universe, but yet God is bigger than all, even the universe.
就是跟这个世界和宇宙相比，我们自己是很渺小的，但是我们知道神比这个世界，比这个宇宙都大。
But even though we're very small compared to God, nevertheless, that doesn't mean he doesn't love us, and it doesn't mean that we're not significant, and it doesn't mean that he doesn't care about our prayers, but he does in all of those cases.
就是说，虽然我们跟神相比，我们是非常的渺小，但并不意味着神不爱我们，神不在意我们的祷告，或者神不觉得我们，觉得我们不重要。
I sometimes think of Chinese art, and you see the picture of nature with a high mountain with all kinds of trees and vegetation, and if you look closely enough, you might find a monk or a person sitting up there somewhere on the side of the mountain, very, very small compared to all of the nature around it.
就是有的时候我很喜欢中国的这个山水画，有的时候你去看它这个山水画，就是画的是整个山啊，然后这个树啊，还有就是还有那个水啊，但是在你仔细看的时候，它会在这个山里边就会看到一个很小的一个记号，其实那是画了一个人，跟这个山水相比，这个人是很渺小的。
But we're not comparing ourselves to nature today. We're comparing ourselves to God, and God is truly much, much bigger than we are.
我们不是跟这个世界或者跟这个大自然相比，我们是在跟神相比。跟神，我们真的是非常非常的渺小。
In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, we are reminded that God is big enough to supply more than that we can possibly imagine.That is how big God is.
在以弗所三章二十节就提醒我们说，神的伟大，神会成就，神是如此的伟大，成就超过我们所求所想的。
And we're reminded in Isaiah 55 verses 8 and 9 that God is far superior compared to us, for he says, For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord.For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
在以赛亚书五十五章第八到第九节，神就提醒我们说，和我们相比，神是多么的超越伟大。第八节说，耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
As far as the heavens are from the earth, so is the distance between God's thoughts and ways and from our thoughts and ways.
天离地有多远，照样神的意念和道路与我们的意念和道路也差多远。
And God keeps trying to pull us up to help us to gain the ability to think like he thinks.
所以神就一直想要提升我们，能够让我们能够我们的眼光想法能够跟他一样。
And so I want to encourage you this morning in your prayer life to dream the impossible, to ask the improbable, to believe in the power of God who specializes in big answers.
就是我今天早上想要鼓励大家在你的祷告生活中，你去梦想不可能的，寻求不可能的，也去相信就是擅长行大事之神的能力。
The Bible is filled with small people who prayed big prayers.
圣经中真的是充满了这种祈祷大事的小人物的故事。
Elijah is one of those, that old prophet in the Old Testament that prayed big prayers. He was such a little man, but yet he prayed such big prayers.
就是以利亚是在旧约中所记载的一位先记载的先知，他真的是祈祷大事。他虽然是可能是个小人物，但是他的这个祈祷大事。
We find that Elijah was upset with King Ahab's actions, and King Ahab had turned the kingdom of Israel away from worshiping God in favor of worship of Baal.
就是当开始的时候，以利亚是对这个亚哈王是很沮丧、很上气的，因为亚哈王是以色列人，本来是他们是拜耶和华神的，但他们转而让百姓转移去拜巴利。
So in order to turn King Ahab back to God, Elijah prayed for a drought to come upon the land, and God shut the heavens for 3.5 years with no rain.
所以为了使亚哈王回转归向神，以利亚就祷告干旱降雨，神就使天闭塞3年半。
In the book of James, chapter 5, verses 17 and 18, it tells us this about Elijah. Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. And again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops.
所以在雅各书第五章十七、十八节是这样介绍以利亚的，说以利亚与我们是一样性情的人，他恳切祷告，求不要下雨，雨就3年零6个月不下在地上。他又祷告，天就降下雨来，地也生出土产。
We sometimes make the mistake and think, well, I could never be like Elijah. I could never pray like that and expect God to answer.
有的时候我们会觉得，哎呦，我肯定不可能像以利亚呀，我不可能像那样的祷告，让那样的大事让神来回应。
But James said, the Apostle James said that Elijah was a man just like us.
但是雅各使徒雅各他这样说，说以利亚是与我们一样性情的人。
So Elijah got out of favor with the king and his wife Jezebel, and so Elijah was running from the king, and so he ended up by a little stream, and there he stayed, and God fed him by the ravens or the crows that came and brought him his food for this time there.
所以这个以利亚呢就得罪了王和王后亚哈王跟王后耶洗别，所以他就藏起来了，他就到了一个基列，到了一个溪边，就是叫做基利溪旁，神就吩咐乌鸦每天给他叼来饼和肉。
But the stream dries up and he has no water to drink, so God leads him to move to Zarephath, and there he meets with a widow who is using her last bit of flour and oil to make a meal for herself and her son.
然后呢，最后呢，这个溪水就干了，神就指使他去了撒拉法，在那里他就碰到一个寡妇，这个寡妇正在用他自己所有最后的面和油为自己和儿，他在捡柴，是要为自己跟儿子做最后一顿晚餐。
But God promises her that her flour and her oil will never run dry as long as she'll fix food for Elijah and provide him with a place to live.
但是神应许这位寡妇说，只要她为以利亚做饭并给他住的地方，她的油和面就不会减少。
And so she agrees, and so then it picks back up in the scripture. It says, sometimes later, the son of the woman who owned the house became ill. He grew worse and worse and finally stopped breathing. She said to
him,
yeah, okay, good. Yeah, verse by verse, good.
Okay, 他同意了，然后呢，以利亚的故事继续就是在列王记上17章17、22节，就是这个事以后呢，这个寡妇的儿子呢就生病了，病得很重，以致身无气力。
She said to Elijah, what do you have against me, man of God? Do you come to remind me of my sin and kill my son?
这个妇人就对以利亚说，神人啊，我与你何干？你竟到我这里来，使神想念我的罪，以致我。
Give me your son, Elijah replied. He took him from her arms, carried him to the upper room where he was staying, and laid him on his bed.
以利亚就对他说，把你儿子交给我。以利亚就从妇人怀中将孩子接过来，抱到他所住的楼中，放在自己的床上。
Then he cried out to the Lord, O Lord my God, have you brought tragedy also upon this widow I am staying with by causing her son to die?
就求告耶和华说，耶和华我的神啊，我寄居在这里寡妇的家里，你就降祸于他，使他的儿子死了吗？
Then he stretched himself out on the boy 3 times and cried to the Lord, O Lord my God, let this boy's life return to him.
以利亚三次伏在孩子的身上，求告耶和华说，耶和华我的神啊，求你使这孩子的灵魂仍入他的身体。
So the Lord heard Elijah's cry, and the boy's life returned to him, and he lived.
耶和华应允以利亚的话，孩子的灵魂仍入他的身体，他就活了。
That was a big prayer, wasn't it, and a big answer.
那是不是一个就是祷告大事，然后呢，也得到了一个大的回应。
So why couldn't I pray the same prayer and do the same thing and see the same answer?
为什么我们不能有同样的祷告，也做同样的事情，也看到同样的回应呢？
You know, God has specific people with specific burdens and specific jobs to do, and doing those jobs, You only read one place in the scripture where this took place in this manner, and that was with Elijah.
就是神对有一些特别的人有特别的负担，也有特别的事工。那我们在整个圣经中呢，也就看到就是只有以利亚这一件事，就是只有他是这样祷告，也这样成就的。
Only one time in the Bible we read about a man stepping out of the boat and taking a few steps on the water before he began to sink.
我们在圣经中也只读到有一次有人从那个船上下来，在水面上行走，然后走了几步。
When we were missionaries in the islands, I went out in a boat a lot of times with the fellows, but anytime we got out of the boat, we tried to swim. We swam. We didn't ever try to walk on the water.
所以我们在那个就是那个加勒比那边一个岛上做宣教士的时候呢，我们出海很多。只要我们出海坐船呢，我们出了船，我们都是说要去游泳，而不是说要在这个水面上行走。
So we are not called on to follow them exactly as to every action they did, but yet it's the same faith that Elijah used and the same faith that others used throughout the Bible is the same faith that God gives us, but he gives us to use it in our own strength and in our own walk with Jesus.
所以呢说我们不是说没有被呼召说去做祷告做同样的事情，所以我们也不是一定要跟随这些人的这个行动去行。但是呢，神给我们可给他们一样的信心，同样的信心，让我们在和神同行的过程中间，我们要使用这样的信心，要有这样的信心。
So when great concerns come to our lives during our walk with Jesus, then God gives us that special help to believe in Him if we will use.What he has given us.
然后我们一个很特别就是说神在我们跟神同行我们基督徒的生活中神会给我们特别的这种帮助让我们可以相信他去做神让我们所做的事。
Our son graduated from high school, I think, on June the 1st of 1 year, and just a month later, on July the 1st, he went into the army.
然后我儿子在那个六月份大概他从高中毕业之后就过了一个月他就参军了。
It was during the time of the Iraq war when it was just getting started good in Afghanistan and Iraq during that particular time.
那个时候参军的时候正好是伊拉克战争跟那个阿富汗战争的时候。
And so the months went by and after he finished his training he was sent to Iraq and there he was in a very safe place in Iraq. He was at command headquarters far back from the enemy and working in a tent on a computer all day long.
所以那时候他训练完之后呢就被送到了伊拉克，但是他是在伊拉克的那个总部，就是司令部工作，然后他是做这种电脑的工作，所以他像那个地方挺安全的，天天都在一个帐篷里，从早到晚做的电脑的工作。
But his, all of his friends, they were going out on patrol and out where it was dangerous and where the enemy was shooting back at them and all of those kind of things. And our son became restless and he wanted to go out on patrol too.
然后呢他的那些朋友们呢战友们呢就有很多是要常常出去巡逻，就挺危险的，就是这些敌人也会向他们射击。慢慢的我儿子就觉得很不安，他也很想出去巡逻。
So one day we got an email from him and he said, oh, I've been scheduled to go on patrol on a certain date and my wife would go to prayer and she would pray and pretty soon another email would come back and say, oh, that patrol has been canceled.
然后呢有一天我们就收到儿子的一个电邮，他就说，哦，他说我在某一天我已经被安排我也要出去巡逻，然后我太太正好是去祷告会，就特别为他祷告，结果没多久我们又收到一个电邮，上面说，哦，我的那个巡逻计划那个任务被取消了。
So a few days went by and we got another email, okay, I'm scheduled to go on another patrol and he told us the date and my wife went and prayed again.
然后他又过了几天，他又给我们送了一个电邮，说，哦，我又被安排说要再过几什么时候我要出去巡逻，然后那一天我太太又专门去祷告。
And then another day or so he sent an email and said that patrol has been canceled too.
然后又过了两天我们又收到电邮，他说，那个巡逻计划又被取消了。
And after two or three more times of being scheduled and canceled, He wrote us an email and he said, I know why that they're being canceled. It's because mother's praying.
然后呢又过了两三次这样的，就是发生他又有两三次他本来被安排去巡逻但是又被取消，他就给我们写了一封电邮，他说，我知道为什么我的巡逻总被取消了，因为妈妈在祷告。
So he said in the next email, I'm not going to tell you the next time I'm scheduled. I'm only going to tell you after I get back.
然后他就说，我下次就不告诉你们我被那个安排去巡逻了，我只有等我回来之后再告诉你们。
Forrested, he finally said, I know what I'm going to do. Mama's praying, keeping me from going out on patrol. And so consequently, I'm going to tell you when I get back. And that's what he did. He did get to go on a couple of patrols.After he quit telling his mama beforehand that he was going.
然后就是我儿子呢，他大概有四次这样子的巡逻计划都被取消了，所以他就告诉我们说，我以后再要去巡逻，我就不告诉你们，等到结束之后再告诉你们。所以最后呢，他有两次去了，最后他去过两次的巡逻。
We serve a God that is not limited to just one or two methods of answering prayer, but he's unlimited in his answers to our prayers.
所以呢神回应我们的祷告，他的这个回应方式不是说受限，就是只有几种方式，神的这个回应祷告的方式是无限的。
Just think of in the New Testament when Jesus was walking through and one time when he healed some blind man, he spit on the ground and made mud and put it on his eyes and told him to go wash it off.
就想一下，在新约里的时候，主耶稣他医治瞎子，有一次他就是走过去，他医治一个瞎子是把口水吐在泥里面，然后和泥放在这个人的眼睛上来医治他。
But Jesus only did that once, and the other times that he healed blind people, he used different methods. God has a variety of ways of answering our prayers.
但是耶稣只有那一次呢，是用那个和泥在这个人眼上。然后医治这个瞎子，他别的时候是用不同的方式，所以神有很多种的方式来做事，所以神不是说受限制于哪一种。
I also have in my notes to talk about the time that the Israelites were in the desert and they had no meat to eat. God was feeding them manna and they complained about not having meat to eat.
然后呢，在我的这个笔记里面也讲到下一个呢，就是。 百姓以色列人出了埃及之后呢，他们就抱怨说他们没有肉吃，其实这时候神从天上降玛纳给他们吃。
But God has chosen, but our time is limited, so we'll move on here. I want to get to the closing of this.
因为我们刚才耽误一点时间，所以我要就是跳过一些，讲到这个结尾。
Sometimes when we pray big prayers, we think we look so foolish to the world around us.
当我们祷告大事的时候，求大事的时候，在周围的这个世界来看来，好像觉得我们很愚蠢。
Then 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 27, it says, But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong.
哥林多前书一章二十七节这样说，神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧，又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。
God specializes in the underdog. He takes situations that look hopeless, brings victory. He triumphs from tragedy, all for his name's sake. That's what the glory of God is all about.
神擅长于就是帮助弱者，他让看起来无望的情，他给看起来无望的情况带来胜利，他胜过悲剧都是为了神的名，那就是他的荣耀所在。
Those people of the world walking by Golgotha's hill when Jesus was crucified on the cross, it looked so foolish to them that God would send his only son to earth to die for our sins.
在格格他山上那时候就是走过的人，看着耶稣被钉十字架，在他们的眼里，这个看起来真的是一个很愚笨，神怎么会送他的独生子，他的儿子为我们钉在十字架上呢？
The disciples had abandoned him, and the crucifixion looked like it was the end, and the cross looked hopeless to those who looked on, but the end appeared like it was at hand.
就是说门徒都离去了，十字架对于看到的人来讲好像是个终点，看到十字架的人都会觉得很绝望，但是终局似乎即将来临。
And in closing, I just want to make these statements. If we aren't willing to ask for the impossible, we will never experience the miracle.
就是在结尾的时候，我想有这样子的一个劝勉，就是如果你不愿意去求不可能的，你就永远不会经历神的神迹。
If we aren't willing to step out of the boat, we'll never walk on water.
如果你不愿意从船上走下来，你永远不会在水上走。
And if we're not willing to circle the walls will never fall.
如果你不愿意绕城墙，城墙就永远不会倒。
And if you aren't willing to follow the star, you'll miss out on the greatest adventure of your life.
如果你不愿意跟随景星，你就会错过生命中最大的奇遇。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning for this gathering together.
亲爱的父神，我们为今天早晨我们可以聚在一起来感谢。
What a privilege it is that we have to worship together with our family in Christ.
能够跟主里的家人一起来敬拜是何等大的权益。
Thank you, Father, for all that you've done for us.
父神，谢谢你为我们所做的一切。
Thank you, Lord, that we can be in harmony with your will in heaven and truly pray that thy will be done on earth.
我们真的是可以跟你的心意相合，我们可以真心的来说，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Lord, may you help us all to grow in grace and the faith, help us day by day to grow continually in that faith that expects great things from God.
求你帮助我们，让我们在信心和恩典上成长。求你帮助我们的信心可以每一天成长，可以扩大。
Thank you, Lord, this morning for Lei is willing to give herself to for the translation of the message.
谢谢你为我们的一切的服侍，感谢你。
And Lord, we pray also for the others that work so diligently and so faithfully for the church. We pray that thy richest blessings will be with them.
也为一切在教会里边就是大家热心忠心服侍的人来感谢祷告，求你来祝福他们。
And those, Lord, that need a miracle at this particular time, situations that look so big to us, Lord, we know that you're able to supply the needs.
就是真的是对那些需要神迹，对那些需要神迹，也需要真的神你的触摸，他们的情况看起来很无望的，求你来帮助。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. Thank you all so much.